Well, taking the character Columbus, and now you have Columbus in two books, very dark. The first thing that I have to say, and you probably hear this, I would hope you hear it, and that is, I'm rooting for the guy. I got no business whatsoever rooting for this guy.
Right.
And you have put us in a position, and that's just what's so wonderful with any storytelling that's done well, and that is, this guy has no reason for us to support him at any level. I mean, tell me a little bit about where that comes from, especially, again, writing in as a novel versus writing for the screen.
Well, we tried to do this in our movie writing, Michael and I, and is the whole idea of painting your character in this, what I call the shade of gray, which is as soon as he does something that you want to like him for, he does something else that turns you away. And then as soon as you want to root against him, he wins back your approbation. And that's, for a writer, that's what's exciting to write, as opposed to just a black or white character, is a guy who kind of walks the line between both. And since you're in his head, he's the narrator of the two books, hopefully I feel like that part of him winning you over as a reader is him winning you over just being the storyteller that he is. And that's kind of a theme in the book too, is the unreliable narrator, and when is he telling me the truth, and what's a story and what's not.
Well, if you're not familiar with the book, he is a professional assassin. So we're following him through his career as he, of course, has professional hits. He kills people.
Right.
And there's a lot of thought he puts into, and the people that work with him, to what he does.
I mean,
it's not just a job where you walk up and you finish someone off. So
yeah, the idea was if you have to kill someone professionally and then also get away with it, that it doesn't just take physical planning, it takes mental preparation, and that to be able to live with that afterwards and be able to do it again required you to find something in that mark that you could exploit, some sort of evil in the mark that you could exploit, and which is easy to do a lot of times in the hit world, because the people that you have been hired to kill are bad guys a lot of times, rival mobsters or those kind of things. But what makes it interesting from a writing standpoint too is then as a writer you challenge yourself, so you say, okay, well, what if I give this guy a hit of a guy who's essentially a good guy, then how does he deal with that? How does he live with that? And so it makes it fun to write. But yeah, it's interesting.
Do you visualize it as you do it?
It's funny. My wife's friend said, "How can you sleep with this guy? How do you sleep next to him?" But yeah, you have to. I mean, you have to visualize the story in your head as you're writing it. But then again, you know, then I can distance myself too.
So you're not trailing people?
I'm not. I do think the FBI probably has me on some sort of list, since I'm Googling terms like Washington, you know, gun shops and presidential trails and those kind of things.
Well, you also, the character Columbus manages to, especially in the new book, to travel quite extensively. Mm-hmm. Now, that's one of the nice things for many writers, is they're able to actually go to the locales. Were you familiar with all the places that you wrote about?
Yeah, I've been everywhere in both books except for, ironically, Philadelphia, which figures in the first book, but my in-laws are from there, so I just hit them up a lot on it. But on the second book, I spent a lot of time in France and in Prague. We were shooting the movie Wanted in Prague, so I used Prague as a locale, and I used Paris quite a bit. And then we detoured out to Belgium a few times, so I used that. But that's what's fun, is writing. You see things and you think, oh, I wonder what would happen if a hitman were walking down the street, you know, as opposed to that guy wearing the funny hat or whatever. and so that's just where my imagination goes, and I love to use locales I've been to. Yeah.
Did you always want to follow, because this character obviously is back in a second book, did you start the first book with that in mind? Did you say to yourself, I want to grab a character that then I can take, we'll see where it goes, but here's a series of...
As I was writing the first, I didn't originally, when I set out, I thought it would just be a contained story, but as I was writing him, I found him so interesting and thought, this could go anywhere, and so just opened my mind to the idea of where could I take them. And when I finished the first book, the publisher asked, do you want to write a second one of this character? And I thought, what would be fun is if this guy has been spent a whole book hunting people and you see him hunt six or seven different marks while he's overall hunting one, I thought then what would be really fun is if he was being hunted for the second one and he'd have to use all those skills that he's learned, but now defensively as mm-hmm. opposed to offensively. So now I'm writing a third one, so I guess he is sticking around for a while.
There we go. So yeah. We're just promoting the second one, Derek. You know?
I know.
Let's get that one up and running. Let's get that out there. Let's get that one sold.
Exactly.
And then we'll worry about the third one.
Exactly.
But, you know, that's a wonderful point because for me, I'm done with the second one. I'm like, okay, wait a minute.
I got to wait for the third one.
Okay, is this going to go somewhere? But that's... It's hard to do.
Yeah.
It's hard to take a character and keep that character continuing throughout. But, of course, it's very familiar, too.
Right.
So
What I found is, and probably some inspiration from your channel, is that with some of these characters, the danger and the... And people say, well, how can you keep suspense going if we know the main character is going to live because we know there's a second book coming or there's a third book coming? And the trick is that you don't know who else is going to live and you don't know how to get them. How are they going to get from point A to point B? And your show Suspense does that really well. But although that doesn't keep the same character, so probably less of that and more of these like the shadow. How is he going to get through it? But I found that just when I start to like a character, a side character, maybe that character needs to go because I want to keep surprising people and keep them turning pages.
Well, and an excellent thing comparing it to those shows from the past is one thing that's very clear, and also old films for that matter, the bad guys just don't get away.
Right.
So no matter where the twists and turns are coming in a show like Suspense or The Whistler or the detective shows, they almost always. I mean, there's very few. There are a few exceptions,
right.
But usually their comeuppance is coming.
Right, right.
And so, to me, that is an interesting sign of the times. And we still back to the Hollywood world.
Right.
We still certainly find ourselves having the Hollywood endings on most things, but it's so refreshing when you're like, and again, back to Columbus. It's like every time he is put in a position where he's not going to get out of it,
mm-hmm.
you're actively rooting for him to get out of it. And
good.
Again, I'm telling you folks, if you haven't read it, clearly there's no reason. What's one of the first sentences is, you're not going to like me.
Right.
It's something
right.
like saying, hey, I told you not to like me. And I'm like, that, again, just powerful storytelling with that
oh,
in
good.
Mind. And again, because of my world, listening to the, you know, the older stuff and reading the older stuff and bringing that up to the modern. Anytime, you've always got me anytime you can twist it to where it's not going to go where
right.
I think it's going to go.
Right.
So
I think a fun thing in writing is starting a book with, I told you not to like me, mm-hmm. and then making someone like him over the course of the book. And we do it within the book, you know, there's several vignettes. And one of the things I love I start one chapter with the sentence, this guy fell in love, not with a woman, but with a building. And as I was writing that sentence, I thought, well, what am I going to do with this? But the sentence came first, and then I thought, okay, well, now I'll tell an interesting story of why this guy fell in love with the building, and then how is that going to fit in with our main character, Columbus? But those are fun little puzzles, I think, with writing, and it comes from the mystery, you know, writing mystery background.